Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Acerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. I'm here with Graeme Scott and Buddy Squires, directors of Beyond the Beach, Elle and the Hope, which is a documentary about emergency in Gino Strada, which is very hard to watch. Not because it's badly made, but because the issue is really, it's really tough. And we, I think, Western people, we are not, we tend to forget how it is and what is happening around the planet, isn't it?
Yeah, it. You tend to look at the news and you see 30 seconds or 60 seconds, and you get a headline. Now, the film that we've made, it's taken us nearly 5 years. We were observers. We've been to Iraq and Afghanistan and Sudan and on the Mediterranean, off the coast of Libya. To understand where it all came from, why would you put your family's life at risk? Why are you in that position in the first place when your house has been blown up and you've ended up in a place where it's a dust bowl, it's a desert? And that is your future, that is your children's future. That the problems that you have, it's shocking. And we wanted people to feel the truth, feel what it's actually like, and then show the fundamental problems of what happens when you take away primary healthcare. We go to the doctors. What happens if you couldn't do that? And then you realize, you know, the simplest of things, and you have a little child, and there is no doctor, there's nothing. Well, but something we would go, okay, it's fine, we'll get it fixed. Not there. They die. Shocking.
And it's shocking if you think about what it means to lose your home, your friends, your life, your daily routines forever probably, or for like you don't know how long. So what was the urgency for you to do this film? Why did you decide to do it?
The main thing was just seeing some of the people. I mean, we didn't meet Gino until after we'd made the film. That was the final interview. Mm-hmm. And what we saw was what Gino had done was inspire people to say, you know what, typically people say, I would love to do something to help, but what can I do? Probably nothing, so I won't. Mm-hmm. These are people who said, what can I do? Probably nothing, but I'm going to try. I'm going to do something, even if it's helping one person. And they were very inspiring people, very grounded, very down to earth, and very kind people. So we were fascinated to see, as English people and as Americans, we don't know emergency. We haven't heard of it. Yet there's this organization doing such good, with such kind people, making a fundamental difference to millions of people's lives. And we thought that story needed to be told across the world.
Was it easy to convince the emergency people to be part of the film? Were they shy to do it? Did they want to do it?
I can't speak to the initial approvals process, which obviously was done through Gino Strada and Simonetta Gola and others at Emergency. But once we were on the ground, it was really a question of earning trust every second. And that trust was fundamental to the intimacy that is revealed in the film. I landed in Afghanistan in the midst of a huge crisis. There had been a bombing the day before. 90 people had been killed. Emergency had been inundated with, I think, 150 or 160 casualties that they were dealing with in their hospital on that one day. The next day, while we were in the midst of it, there was a massive protest in front of the government, and which was 200 meters away. Tear gas was flying, and all of a sudden, wounded started flowing through the doors. And so the intimacy that I was able to establish with Georgia and with Dayan, who were running that operation, was crucial to our ability to make a good film and show what it actually means to live through that kind of mass casualty. The kind of work that they're able to do under incredible duress, and yet with humor, with intelligence, and with an incredible ability to save lives.
Which actually is the strength of the film, to combine the casualties and the footage of what is happening to the life of these people that decided to dedicate their own future to the less fortunate, which are very inspiring and very moving, very, very moving.
I might add that Georgia and Dan are here right now with their 2-month-old child.
Oh, good.
Who they are hoping to take with them on emergency missions for the rest of their lives.
Listen, my last question is, what was the most difficult moment for you when you thought that you maybe you should have stopped shooting this film? That there was no possibility to go on, if there was any?
There is always a question when one is in the intimate places of people's lives of how far to intrude with the camera. And I watched several people die in Afghanistan. And to be able to stay present and film that, not in the most gruesome way possible, but in a way that communicates the reality of those deaths, of those lives, of the work of the people trying to save those lives, and what it means for each individual being treated by emergency. And so it's, one always has to be aware that we have a huge responsibility to work ethically, but most importantly, to be compassionate.
Absolutely.
And if you combine compassion with ethics, you can make a great film.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Graham Scott and Buddy Squires for Beyond the Beach, Island of Hope. Thank you for this movie, because it's really needed.
Thank you so much.
I'm Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.